Misfits Audio, in cooperation with Calliope Sound Productions, brings you Amusing Grace, a romantic comedy in five parts written by Neville J. Bryant, directed by Tony Junior. Recorded live in August 2000 at Arendelle Studio Theatre, the University of Toronto, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. Act 1, Scene 1. The time is 11 a.m. on a warm summer morning. The place is a rooftop of an apartment building in a run-down part of an unnamed city. There, Grace, age 76, and Danny, age 78, are heavily engaged in a game of Trivial Pursuit.
Give me a home where the buffalo roam and the antelope get in your way. Where all that I heard was discouraging words. What are you looking at?
That's wrong.
What?
That song. It isn't "and the antelope get in your way."
What is it then?
I don't know, and I can't remember. I just know that isn't right.
Let me see now. Five. All I need is a five.
Good God.
What?
What do you think you're doing?
Why? What am I doing?
You spat on it. You spat on the dice.
No, I didn't. All I did was spit on it.
That's what I said.
Oh. Well, I know. For luck.
Luck? You spit on things to bring you luck?
Doesn't everyone?
Certainly not. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Do you expect me to handle that thing after you?
Why not?
You spat on it.
We've established that. So what? It isn't going to hurt you.
How do you know? I could come down with something.
No, you couldn't. It's a little clean spit. Stop making a federal case out of it.
Well, I hope you're going to clean it before you give it to me.
I'll wipe it off. What do you want me to do? Get the local hospital down to sterilize it between plays?
Just don't do it again.
All right, fine. I won't. I'll just blame you if I lose. Come on. All I need is a five. What is it?
Can't you see it?
Just tell me what it is.
Five.
Five. Ha! Look at that. One, two, three, four. Watch it and weep. Five. Brown pie.
Well, I don't know what you're getting so smug about, you old fool. That's arts and literature, and you haven't got one of those right yet.
Just ask the question. And don't call me an old fool. You hardly know me.
Some people you don't have to know.
Yeah? Well, I know why you're doing this, Amanda.
It's Grace.
You're scared, that's what.
Scared?
Nervous as hell.
What have I got to be nervous about?
If I get this right, I could win the game, and you couldn't stand that, could you?
You won't get it right.
Ask. Ask!
All right. Here it is. Are you listening?
Listening to what? You haven't said anything yet.
What is Muhammad Ali's real name?
That's arts and literature?
Yep. Arts and literature, yes.
That's not arts and literature. That's sports. I know a sports question when I hear one. It's a brown question I want, further up the card.
I'm telling you it's arts and literature.
Let me see.
I'm not letting you see. You'll look at the answer.
How can I look at the answer? It's on the back. You can keep it covered with your hand. Come on, come on!
There.
Just as I thought. That's a sports question. This is mine, up here.
Oh. Well, anyone can make a mistake.
Anyone, but not everyone. And you call me an old fool. Ask!
You'll never get this one.
Maybe not. I could be dead and buried before I even hear it.
Who wrote White Fang?
What kind of a dumb fool question is that?
It isn't a dumb fool question. It's the one you wanted. Who wrote White Fang?
What is that? A book? Is that a book?
What else would it be if someone wrote it?
What else? Anything. A play, a movie, a poem. People write those things too, you know.
All right. It's a book. I don't know how that's supposed to help you know who the author is.
Cassius Clay.
What?
Cassius Clay. That's Muhammad Ali's real name.
Right answer, wrong question.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have known it was the wrong question if I hadn't told you, right? So that's the one I'm answering.
Who wrote White Fang? That's the question I want the answer to. Do you know it or don't you?
Me and my big mouth.
Well? Where are you going?
Just a minute. I'm thinking.
Well, I guess there has to be a first time for everything. I really don't think the answer's going to come falling out of the sky, you know. Why don't you try spitting on the floor?
What's that now? Sarcasm?
Why don't you just admit that you don't know and let's get on with it?
You have to give me time to think. It's in the rules.
That's not in the rules.
How do you know? Have you read them?
I don't have to read them. I already know how to play. And if there was something in the rules about giving people time to think, I'm sure I would have heard about it. Now, answer the question or admit you don't know.
Do you know the answer?
I do, yes.
You looked at the card.
I didn't have to look at the card. I just know.
I got an idea. Why don't you just tell me? We'll keep it quiet. No one need ever know, except you and me.
Are you giving up?
No, not giving up. I'm just asking you to give me this one. Tell me the answer. I'll take the brown pie. No one will get hurt. It'll be our little secret.
You're asking me to cheat.
So what?
I don't cheat. I never have, and I don't intend to start now.
Does that mean no?
That's what it means, no.
Okay, don't be nice then. See if I care. Let me see. White Fang. White Fang.
Why do you have to stand up every time you think?
It makes it easier.
Easier? Why? Are your brains in your bottom? Do you crush them when you sit?
If that's supposed to be funny, I got bad news for you. Now, be quiet, woman.
Woman?
Can't you see what you're doing? You're disturbing my train of thought.
Oh, that's the last thing I'd want to do.
White Fang. White Fang. Just a minute. Wasn't that a story about a dog?
A wolf.
Huh?
Wolf. It was a story about a wolf.
That's right. That's what I said.
You said dog.
Dog, wolf, who cares? I think it's coming back to me. White Fang. I'm pretty sure I read that a couple of years ago when I was still a kid. Wolf. Something about England.
I need a name.
That is a name. England. Something England or England something. John. That's it. John England. Brown pie.
Is that your final answer?
No.
It isn't?
No, it isn't.
Why not?
Because every time you say, "Is that your final answer?" it means I'm wrong.
Doesn't mean anything of the kind. I just want to know if it's your final answer. I didn't say anything about wrong. It could be right. Probably is. I'd just like to be sure that you're happy with it.
All right. It's my final answer. John England.
Wrong.
I knew it. What did I tell you? Who was it then?
Jack London.
Well, that's close enough.
It isn't close at all.
Of course it is. People who are called John are also called Jack. And London is in England. John England, Jack London, what's the difference?
The difference is that one is right and the other one is wrong.
Only partly wrong. It's worth half a pie.
Pies don't come in halves, you silly old man. You either get the whole thing or nothing at all. Nothing at all. My turn.
There you go again.
What?
Calling me a silly old man. We've been out here less than an hour and...
Four. One, two, three, four. Roll again.
And you've called me a silly old man five times.
Once. Six.
All right, six times.
One, two, three, four, five, six. It was once.
What?
I only called you a silly old man once.
Five times I counted.
Once. The other three times I called you an old fool.
What's the difference? Silly old fool, silly old man. What's the difference?
Ask me a green question.
You shouldn't say that kind of thing to a person. You don't know me that well.
Don't be so sensitive.
I have a right to be sensitive. I have a right to be anything I want. It says so in the Constitution.
The Constitution also gives you the right to say anything you want. Like call a silly old man a silly old man.
That's six times.
Two and three, five.
You always have to be right, don't you?
Oh, what are you getting to be so defensive about? It's just an expression. Doesn't mean anything.
Of course it means something. It means silly, which is stupid. And old, which is insulting.
Fine. If it really bothers you, I won't do it again.
It does. It really bothers me.
Ask me a green question.
I hate this game.
You were the one who wanted to play it.
I felt sorry for you.
Sorry for me? Why?
You were up here all by yourself, up here on this lousy rooftop, all by yourself.
What's wrong with the rooftop?
Are you kidding? Look around. It's filthy.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is. There's garbage and paper in the corners, and leaves.
A few leaves.
And besides, it's surrounded by these industrial places, all bigger than us, with windows. Do you know what that means? People could be watching us. There's no privacy.
What do you want privacy for? We're not doing anything illegal.
They're above us. They're looking down on us. I hate people looking down on me.
You're paranoid.
I'm not paranoid. And that isn't my point. My point is that you were up here all by yourself. I thought you might be lonely, so I suggested getting the table and the game, being friendly. If I'd known I was going to get all this verbal abuse, I wouldn't have bothered.
I wasn't up here by myself. You were. And it was me who suggested getting the table and the game, if you remember.
It was my table.
I didn't say it wasn't your table.
And my game.
I didn't say that either. I said it was my suggestion. Now, are you going to ask me a green question or not?
You were lonely, though, weren't you?
No.
You won't admit it, but you were. I can tell. I can always tell.
Congratulations.
How long ago was that? 3 days?
Two.
And all you've done in that time is sit up here and play the silly game with me. No one's called to see you, and you haven't been out anywhere. That's lonely.
Oh, well, isn't it fortunate that you've been able to fit this into your busy social life?
We're talking about you, not me.
Can we get on with this?
In a minute. First, admit it. Admit you were lonely.
I wasn't lonely. I've never been lonely in my life. I don't have time to get lonely.
Yes, you were.
All right. If it'll get us back into the game, fine. I was.
I knew it.
Now, ask me a green question.
What do you say we do lunch?
Do lunch?
Right, you being lonely and all that.
What do you mean, do lunch? What are we going to do with it?
Eat it. What else do you do with lunch?
Are you asking me to have lunch with you?
Didn't I say that?
No, you didn't. You said, what do you say we do lunch?
What's wrong with that? It's the new slang. That's the way it's said nowadays.
It's not the way I say it.
Why are you getting all hung up on the expression?
Hung up?
There you go again. Can't you answer a simple question?
It wasn't that simple.
Of course it was simple. Nothing could be simpler. It's you who's complicating the hell out of it.
Mr. Wendell, if you want me to have lunch with you, the least you could do is to ask me properly.
What's with the Mr. Wendell all of a sudden? I told you, it's Danny, or Wendell if you do like. And I did ask you properly.
No, you didn't. I don't do lunch. I've never done lunch in my life.
All right, fine. I'll ask you properly. Sheesh! Miss Malton, Amanda...
It's Grace.
What's Grace?
My name.
No, it isn't. Grace is a woman I see on Tuesdays.
Oh, now he's telling me what my name is.
You told me it was Amanda.
Well, it's Grace. And why would I tell you anything other than that? Why would I?
All right. I won't argue with you. You want to be called Grace? I'll call you Grace.
And it's Marlowe.
What is?
My other name. Grace Marlowe, not Amanda Martin.
Can we get back to the important stuff?
It is important. It's my name.
I'll call you Grace. Didn't I say that? From now on, I promise. No matter what your name is, I'll call you Grace. Now can we get back...
to don't say the important stuff.
What we were talking about?
Go ahead.
Where the hell were we?
You were about to ask me out to lunch properly.
Right. Okay, here I go. Miss, whatever your name is, would you care to have lunch with me?
No, thank you.
Why not?
I'd just rather not.
You can't say that.
I just did.
Well, you can't. You can't just rather not. You have to say why. Otherwise, I'm going to put my own reason on it, and I could be way off base. I could be tormenting myself for nothing.
I'm not looking for that kind of friendship.
What kind of friendship?
The kind that you're suggesting.
And what kind is that?
Lunch. Something bigger than just an acquaintance.
Why not? What's the matter? You afraid of me?
Of course not.
Afraid I might try something funny?
Don't be ridiculous.
I think you are. You're afraid of me. Why don't you just admit it?
Oh, God. Don't tell me we're back to this admitting business again.
You want to know how I know?
Oh, yeah.
You've been avoiding me. Every time I start getting a little personal, you change the subject. You're even afraid to tell me what apartment you live in.
You haven't asked.
You mean you'd tell me if I asked?
Certainly not.
See? You're afraid of me. Anyway, I don't need to ask. I already know. It's 3A, Kesselmeyer's old place. I saw you move in. Nice place, Kesselmeyer's. Better than up here, that's for sure.
What are you trying to say now?
Nothing. Just that maybe we should finish the game down there. It'd be a lot more comfortable. I mean, seeing as you're not afraid of me or anything.
I like it up here.
I knew you'd say that. I could have taken a bet on it. How about my apartment, then?
No, thank you.
Why not? I got a great place down there. Couple of comfortable armchairs, a radio for some atmosphere, nice view, firm bed. What do you say?
I already said no, thank you.
You are afraid of me.
It's got nothing to do with that. I told you, I'm not looking
that
for...
that kind of friendship, I know.
And even if I was, it certainly wouldn't be with someone like you. Now, ask me a green question.
What's wrong with me? No, come on, tell me.
Nothing.
Don't say that. It certainly wouldn't be with someone like you. That's what you said. So tell me what's wrong with me.
You don't want to know.
You mean there is something?
Ooh, nothing important.
Well, what then? Go ahead, tell me. I'm thick-skinned. I can take it.
All right. If you really want to know, but remember, you asked.
Well, I'm waiting.
All right, then. You're old and cranky. You're vulgar. You haven't shaved. And you can't take a joke.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that's fine then. Just fine. It's your turn.
It isn't my turn. I had my turn. All I want out of you right now is a green question.
What do you mean, old? I'm not that old. I'm not. Old is when you're paunchy and wrinkled and your hair starts to fall out.
I rest my case.
Old is when you're in a home and people talk down to you.
Can we get on with this, please?
I'm not old. As a matter of fact, I'm very young. I just happen to be caught up inside this wreck of a body.
All right. I take back the old part. But I was right about the rest of it. You're cranky and vulgar. You haven't shaved and you can't take a joke. And your shirt offends me.
That's something else.
Pardon?
I asked you if that was it and you said yes. Now it's something else. What's wrong with my shirt?
It's open down the front.
I know. It's a new style. The man in Kmart told me. What's the matter? You don't like it?
No, I don't. I can see your chest. I suppose you think that's sexy.
You mean it isn't?
Certainly not.
Well, do it up then.
Oh, don't bother on my account. Just ask me a green question and let's get this over with.
Fine. I'll leave it open then. I'll wait for a second opinion. So let me get this straight. You mean you won't have lunch with me because my shirt's open down the front?
It isn't the only reason.
No, there's also some dumb fool thing about being cranky and unshaven, not able to take a joke.
That isn't all of it either.
Oh? What else?
You mean I have to say it again? I'm not looking for that kind of friendship. Now, if you don't ask me a green question, I'm leaving.
Fine, I'll ask. I'll ask! Boy, you're pretty touchy, aren't you? And she says, I can't take a joke. Ha! This one you won't get, never in a million years.
All I'm asking is a chance to try.
Here it is. Are you listening? Who played the role of Fletcher Christian in the 1963 version of Mutiny on the Bounty?
That's a brown question.
I know. That's what you wanted, a brown question.
Green. I must have said green at least 40 times.
Well, anybody can make a mistake. You said so yourself.
Yes.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. I'm not asking you this one. It's too easy.
You have to. It's in the rules. If I'm on a green space, I have to get a green question.
How many pounds are there in a stone?
Is that the question?
That's the question.
You're right. That's too easy. I'll take the brown question if you want.
I thought you couldn't. I thought it was in the rules.
Oh, we can bend the rules just this once.
Oh, sure. A few minutes ago, when I wanted you to bend the rules for me, you wouldn't. Now that it's you, it's a whole different ball game.
14.
But you didn't know the other one, did you?
I'm not sure. Was that the Trevor Howard version?
What?
The version of Mutiny on the Bounty where whoever it was played the role of Fletcher Christian.
It says 1963. It doesn't mention Trevor Howard.
Oh.
And you didn't know it, did you?
Certainly. It was Marlon Brando.
I don't want to play anymore.
You're winning.
I don't care.
A couple more turns and you'll be in the middle.
Huh.
Well, all right.
I'm trying to grow a beard. That's why I haven't shaved.
It doesn't matter.
You said it did.
Well, it doesn't. Not really. I don't think you'd look good in a beard.
Who asked you?
Are you sure you don't want to play anymore?
I'm sure.
I could write down where all the pieces are and how many pies we both have, and then we could finish another time. What do you say? Are you angry about something?
Maybe I am.
About what I said?
Could be.
I didn't mean to make you angry. You asked.
You always tell people everything they ask?
Usually.
Well, you shouldn't.
You should have asked me about your good points.
Oh, you mean I have those too?
I think so.
Well, how would you know? You hardly know me.
I know what I see.
Well, I'll ask you about that another time, when I need cheering up. Right now, I'm in a terrific mood.
So, do I write down where the pieces are or not?
It's up to you.
What is it?
Look at that.
Oh.
Well, come here and see this. That, the street. Can't you see it?
Oh, I see it. What's wrong with it?
It's filthy. It's a problem with the world today. You know that? It's getting dirtier.
You just can't remember.
I remember very well. When I was a kid, we used to play around here. It wasn't all built up then. There are a couple of things that God put there. You know, silly things like trees and grass. Whoever got the idea that concrete was more attractive than trees and grass?
I don't know.
Everywhere you look, there's some new concrete thing going up. It's all a different world from what we knew.
It's not so different.
Well, of course it is. You want to know what it was like? Come here. That, down there, that terrible mess used to be a park. And over here...
What are you doing?
Come on. 2 blocks was all you had to walk when you're out in the country. Right away from it. Look at it now. Everywhere you look, garbage. You hear people saying the world's getting smaller. Sure it is. There's less spaces between the junk.
Well, we did our share of that.
Not like today. Things are far too sophisticated now for my liking. All they have to do is push a button and that's it. Finished.
I guess that's right.
Is that all you can say? I guess that's right? You're not worried?
I don't lose any sleep over it.
They're gonna blow the place up. You don't care about that?
I'm too old to care. They blow it up, I blow up with it.
Well, I think that's pretty sad.
What?
That attitude. It's what got us into this mess in the first place. People like you who don't care.
I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you had nothing to do anything about it either.
I don't believe this. They're going to blow the place up and you're blaming me.
I'm not blaming you. All I'm saying is it was attitudes like yours that got us into this.
Are you going to help me put this game away?
That's not to say I don't understand it. Who wouldn't? You look back on your life, what do you see? A lot of bad and very little good. No wonder you don't care.
That's not true.
Of course it is. What's the best thing that ever happened to you?
The best thing?
Can't think of anything, huh?
I can think of all kinds of things.
All kinds of things, huh? All right, pick one.
This is the silliest thing I've ever heard.
I'm about to rest my case, so you better pick one fast.
Jillian.
Who's Jillian?
My daughter.
She's the best thing that ever happened to you.
I would say so.
What about Mr. Miller?
Marlowe.
Wasn't he the best thing?
Yes, you said pick one. I told you there were all kinds.
So where is she now?
Jillian? She's up in Glenville. She has an apartment there.
There you go.
What?
The best thing that ever happened to you, and she went away and left you all alone down here while she took off all that place out to Glenville.
It's 20 minutes from here. And besides, she didn't leave me all alone. I threw her out.
You threw out the best thing that ever happened to you?
She needed it, and so did I. That's the way it is with children. You have to know when to let go or to make them let go. Anyway, she comes to see me whenever she gets the chance.
How often is that?
Once or twice a month.
All right. Now tell me the worst thing that ever happened to you.
Why do you want to talk about that?
Why not?
Well, there's no point. It doesn't matter. Life is supposed to be all ups and downs. Nobody said it would be a bed of roses.
That's the truth, and it isn't. So just tell me.
What do you want to know?
I'm making a point. Can't you just let me make a point without all this damn discussion?
All right. The worst thing. I suppose it was Jillian's wedding.
Oh, she's married, is she?
Was.
And the wedding was the worst thing that ever happened to you. Why? Wasn't he the right man?
I thought he was, and Jillian thought so too, but I guess she changed her mind. Anyway, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about the rain.
The rain?
It rained on her wedding day. Just poured. It was awful.
That's the worst thing that ever happened to you? The rain?
It was a garden wedding. There were 350 people crowded into the house, sitting on the bathtub, the toilet, everywhere.
There's got to be something worse than that.
It's all I can think of on such short notice.
Well, in that case, I'd say you've been lucky. Far too lucky. Or else you're not telling me the truth.
Why? What's the worst thing that ever happened to you?
Which of the several thousand would you like to hear?
You don't mean that.
Of course I mean it. How would you know what the real world is like? All you've had is one bad wedding.
The truth is, you can't think of anything.
Ha! I could come up with three or four right now that would blow your socks off. I was in the war, you know.
So was I.
I mean, really in the war? Fighting?
Well, you weren't hurt, were you?
Yeah, I was hurt. There's all kinds of hurt, you know, not just physical. I saw things happen to people that shouldn't have happened. People I cared about.
I don't want to hear this.
You're afraid to hear it.
Maybe that's right. But also, I don't think it does any good to dwell on it. It's the past now. You can't change it, and you can't make it right by talking about it. The only thing that's important is now. So all you have to do is set your mind on... Henry. Besides, when you're old, that sort of thing shouldn't matter so much.
Old? You think you're old?
Yes, I am.
How old? Well?
Do you want to put the table down?
You're not going to tell me, are you? Well, that's typical.
What?
Just like a woman. Ask about her age and they'll either won't tell you or they'll lie about it.
That's a sexist remark.
It's not sexist. It's true.
Oh? And what about men? I suppose they always tell the truth.
About age? Most of the time. You're a bit old for this liberation stuff, aren't you?
I didn't know there was an age limit.
You didn't grow up with all this nonsense that they're getting into nowadays.
I'm a fast learner. And who says it's nonsense?
I say. It's messing everything up. In our day, women knew their place.
Oh, women still know their place. It's just that when men talk about their place and women talk about their place, they're not talking about the same place.
You're all hooked up with it then, aren't you? The little old militant liber.
I'm not militant at all. I'm just not one of your little old pushovers.
Huh.
Well, guess I'll be going.
Going? Where?
Home. It's lunchtime.
Don't go. This was just getting interesting.
Maybe for you it is. Anyway, I have things to do. Jillian's coming over tomorrow.
Who's Jillian?
I told you. My daughter.
Oh, yes. The one who went off and left you all alone.
No. The one who visits whenever she can.
Don't go yet. Stay another 10 minutes.
I can't.
Come on. If you stay, I'll tell you the worst thing that ever happened to me.
I don't want to hear it.
The best thing, then. I'll tell you the best thing.
5 minutes. That's all.
Well, aren't you going to sit down?
Why? Is this the kind of story I couldn't take standing up?
No. It's just that I don't like talking to someone who's looking down on me.
Oh, all right. The looking down thing. Go ahead.
Now, you're sure it's the best thing you want to hear about?
doesn't have to be the best thing, just something good.
Something good. Let me see.
And would you hurry up with it, please? You only have 5 minutes.
I can't think of anything.
Nothing? You can't think of one single thing that was good that happened to you in your whole life?
Nothing I can repeat in mixed company.
What about children?
What about them?
Do you have any?
I have a son.
Well, wasn't he one of the best things that ever happened to you?
Of course not.
Why? Did he go off and leave you all alone?
Not far enough for my liking. He lives a couple of blocks from here. Comes to see me every day on his way home from work.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
No, he's a pest. You think I'm kidding? He never leaves me alone. Thinks I'm too old to make any decisions for myself. You know what he is? I'll tell you. He's a lazy, good-for-nothing, interfering little... jerk.
You don't mean that.
Trust me, I mean it.
Why? What does he do?
Gets on my nerves, that's what he does. Always asking me if I've taken my medicine or if I'm getting enough to eat. You'd swear I didn't have a brain in my bottom.
He's just concerned.
No, he's not. He's a jerk. Afraid he might get left out of the will. Little does he know, I've spent it all.
What does he do for a living?
Oh, some dumb fool thing. Fancies himself an actor.
What kind of an actor?
How many kinds are there? On the stage, that kind of actor.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? It's a job for pansies, that's what's wrong with it. Getting up there, making a fool of himself in front of people, pretending to be something he's not.
Is he good at it?
How would I know?
You've never seen him?
He never asked. Yes, he did, once. Asked me, then changed his mind. Thought the plot was something I wouldn't understand.
Well, why don't you just go sometime? You might be surprised. Not all actors are pansies, you know.
Name me one who isn't.
Harrison Ford.
Never heard of him.
What about your wife?
She died 10 years ago this September.
Wasn't she a best thing?
I suppose she was.
There. I knew we'd find something.
You're leaving now?
Yes.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
We could finish the game.
Jillian's coming tomorrow, and don't ask who's Jillian.
What about after she leaves? Say 4 o'clock? That'd be better for me anyway.
That late?
What's late about 4 o'clock? We still have a couple of hours before the light goes. That's the time I was thinking about anyway. I'm busy before that.
Is your son coming over?
No, he's coming at 4:15. That's why I want to be up here.
We could make it at 3. Jillian's coming over for lunch, and she has a meeting at 3.
I can't. I have plans.
What plans?
All right, if you must know, I come up here and watch the kids playing soccer down there on the street. I sit up here quietly and I watch. And I don't like to be disturbed by idle chatter.
I haven't seen any kids on the street.
You probably haven't looked.
I've looked. I haven't seen any. Why do you watch from up here? Wouldn't you get a better view down there?
Probably, but then they'd know I was watching.
Well, what's wrong with that?
They don't want me there. I asked them once. One of them said it was okay. Another said I was blocking the light. Then another asked if I wasn't too old to be on the street by myself. I got the message.
That's too bad.
Don't worry about it. I come up here, get a perfect view. I don't bother them, and no one bothers me. So what do you say, 4 o'clock?
I'll try.
I'll be here anyway.
All right. By the way, I'm sorry I said those things about you, about being old and cranky.
You didn't mean them?
Oh, I meant them. I'm just sorry I said them.
Have lunch with me. I won't say another word about it.
I'll see you tomorrow.
You have just listened to Act 1, Scene 1 of Amusing Grace by Neville J. Bryant. The cast and crew are as follows. Grace Marlowe was played by Hazel Dalgleish. Danny Wendell was played by Jim Hooper. Gillian Marlowe was played by Julie Tisdale. Live sound effects or Foley was performed by Scott Shepherd. Music was written and performed by Neville J. Bryant, and the live recording was supervised by James W. Smagata. Please visit Neville's website at www.stagecraftproductions.net and Calliope Sound Productions at www.calliopesoundproductions.com. For Misfits Audio, Captain John Tadrzak is the CEO, and April Sadowski is our webmaster. The preceding was used by permission of Neville J. Bryant and Calliope Sound Productions, Tony Jr., President and CEO. And I am your announcer, Murray Retread. Please come back for Act 1, Scene 2 of Amusing Grace, coming to Misfits Audio in 2 weeks.